FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An economist has described South Africa's 26 billion rand infrastructure loan from the World Bank as relatively small with a low interest rate.
This money will come in the form of US dollars, so we will be borrowing US dollars. The amount of US dollars that we owe is actually relatively low. The main issue is the total debt of the state. The state's debt is getting out of hand, and the only way that we can put a lid on that is to cut back on state expenditure. So that's the issue.
That's economist Davi Ruart. The US-based bank approved the funds to support structural reforms and economic growth and help reduce unemployment. The move comes amid a warning from Treasury that government debt is still climbing and is expected to reach 6.8 trillion rand in the next financial year. The IFP's Naren Singh feels the country should be borrowing less.
Our GDP to debt ratio is a matter of concern. In every country, they've got debt. It's our ability to pay off that debt that matters. It requires economic growth. It requires more money coming into the fiscus. If we borrow less debt, and then we have more taxes, if we stimulate the economy.
A woman has been rushed to hospital after she was shot in what appears to have been an attempted hijacking in Seaview, south of Durban. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says they were called to assist the motorist on Wakesley Road. She had been struck in the arm.
Advanced life support paramedics worked to stabilize her together with EMRS medics before the patient was transported to a nearby hospital for the further care that she required. It is alleged that unknown men attempted to hijack the lady's vehicle and shot twice at her vehicle during the incident. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating the circumstances leading up to the shooting incident.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says he's not yet met with the victims of the N1 assault incident in Johannesburg that involved his former bodyguards. Mashatile appeared before Parliament yesterday to respond to questions on the matter. The eight Protection Service members were acquitted on misconduct charges in a police disciplinary process last month. It's despite a viral video that captured a civilian being assaulted in 2023. The disciplinary committee ruled that the video was inadmissible as evidence.
I've never attempted to arrange a meeting with the complainant so that we allow the justice process to take place without interference. I welcome the outcome of the police disciplinary inquiry that has acquitted the eight members.
And aviation specialists will today begin to investigate what caused an Air India plane bound for London to crash. 265 people on board and on the ground were killed after the Boeing aircraft went down shortly after takeoff in Ahmedabad. A man from Leicester, who is reported to have jumped out of the plane through the emergency exit, was the sole survivor. British officials are being deployed to India to support the investigation. Emma Henderson is a former captain at EasyJet.
Doesn't look like it's on fire. It doesn't look like there's any kind of what we call yaw, which is the twisting motion that might indicate an engine problem. That will be the sorts of things that the investigators will be looking at. You know, what was the flap position on the wings? Why was the gear down?
A clip courtesy of Sky News. Meanwhile, there have been reports of a bomb threat on board an Air India jet that had taken off from Phuket in Thailand. Authorities say the aircraft was able to make an emergency landing a short while later. Our lead story, an economist has described South Africa's 26 billion rand infrastructure loan from the World Bank as relatively small. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.